Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Wilson County school board members appear poised to remove highly caffeinated drinks from high school vending machines. That's after a parent reached out, concerned that her son was buying energy drinks at school with more than double the recommended amount of caffeine for teenagers. Board Chair Joseph Padilla tells WKRN that the district had chosen vending machine offerings based on nutritional guidelines like calorie amounts, but hadn't considered the level of caffeine. The board had unanimously passed a rule on first reading that would remove products containing more than 100 milligrams of the stimulant from vending machines. That's the daily limit suggested by many pediatricians for teenagers. The rule will get its second and final reading in July, meaning the change could take place before students return from summer break. Former Tennessee Titans star running back Chris Johnson, who holds the NFL record for combined running and receiving yards in a single season, has disclosed a terminal diagnosis. He shared on Good Morning America that, at age 40, he's been living with ALS for a year.
I want people to understand just how quickly ALS can attack your body. Just over a year ago, I was picking up my 7-year-old daughter, so she make a wish with her birthday cake. Today, I couldn't do that.
Johnson is now unable to pick up a cup to take a drink and has lost much of his ability to speak. In the ABC interview, he used his eyes to control a computer that relies on voice recordings he made before the disease progressed. Medical science has not pinpointed a cause for ALS, but a study published in 2021 by Boston University's CTE Center found that NFL players are 4 times more likely to develop the degenerative disease. Chris Johnson's former Titan teammate Tim Shaw was diagnosed in 2014. He now relies on a power chair to get around, but has far outlived the ALS diagnosis, which carries a life expectancy of just a few years. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under Local Headlines.